Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 9th of March and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And that's quite a lot compared to the 30 seconds or less that you've got to get your customers' attention. That's idea one. A new report conducted by YouGov has discovered that UK consumers are on average spending 30 seconds or less reading or listening to online marketing communications. That means you don't have much time to get their attention. And one of the things we're actually sort of seeing, apparently the report suggests that you've actually got longer when it comes to emails compared to texts and tweets, Facebook pages and other social media channels. There's some interesting statistics. If you look on andyhanselman.com, you'll see them. But I think the really interesting thing is that when they actually do engage with customers, the customers actually 33% expect brands to contact them with relevant incentives and discounts in a day of subscribing or registering. 61% feel more positive about a brand when the marketing messages are personalised. 53% are more likely to purchase when a brand personalises digital communications. So it's about being focused, it's about being relevant and personal. Is that what your marketing is? Idea two is, well, next time you're in KFC, you might actually be able to eat the cup that you have your coffee in. Yeah, apparently KFC are launching their new coffee in an edible cup. The fast food business has had its research team develop 100% edible coffee cups made from a unique biscuit wrapped in sugar paper and lined with a layer of heat-resistance white chocolate. Apparently their new Seattle-based coffee cup has actually got its white chocolate lining, which keeps the coffee hot and the cup crispy, and it actually melts over time, slowly softening the biscuit to reveal a melt-in-the-mouth snack. It's a great example of innovation and demonstrating their difference with their new product when it comes to coffee. And it's coming to a KFC near you. And idea three is to develop this. What does it take to get a job with Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook? Well, the first question you have to answer is, would he want to work for you? Apparently, Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg has revealed the one rule he uses when hiring staff is when he actually meets them, he asks the question, would I work for them? I would only hire someone to work directly for me if I would work for that person. It's a pretty good test, and I think this rule has served me well, said the guy recently at a Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. And it's an interesting approach, and I think it's a real example of actually getting people to fit in terms of attitude and behaviours, not just skills. Interesting, another client of mine, one of the things that she actually does is she does what she calls the London to Newcastle test. She's based in the Northeast, and she assesses people in terms of their fit by using the criteria whether to enjoy spending the whole London to Newcastle train journey sat next to them and being in a one-to-one conversation with them. If he doesn't think so, they don't get hired. Another client has a slightly more random approach. He puts all the candidates into two piles and throws one of the piles in the bin. The reason? He says he only wants to hire lucky people. Have a great week now. See you soon. Bye.